to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
You gotta have money.
And welcome back, and this is hour three of the NutraMedical Report, and it's the day before the 4th of July, and Michelle, my dear and wonderful wife, is here. She actually hosts the most important hour of the week, which is the firing line on Friday, where she takes your questions by email or phone to our order line, 888-212-8871, or contact us at NutraMedical, and we answer your health questions. Michelle, do you have any announcements? It's, of course, the big sales on. The code is Liberty. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if you're aware, but hey, 4th of July is coming up tomorrow. That's a big holiday, big fun. Mm. And I guess we're still going to do the Friday show. So we will be here on Friday.
Right.
Doing the firing line. If you're one of our new listeners over at CRN and you want to find out what the firing line's all about, well, the first hour on Friday, so that's 12 noon Pacific time for an hour, I will be here with Bill. And I guess I'll be reading your emails, which I haven't received any emails from CRN yet, but I still have lots coming from our regulars and our regular listeners.
Yeah, so, over 14 and a half years.
If you want to get a taste for what goes on the firing line and what kind of emails that Dr. Bill answers, that'll be perfect for this Friday. So that'll be on the 5th, July the 5th, the first hour. So I'd love to have you come in and listen, and then I'd love to even more if you'd email or even call at 888-212-8871 and just tell me, you know, ask any questions that you want for Dr. Bill or even for me, but I can answer questions on other things, not on medicine.
Once in a while, if you have a really good and acceptable joke or a Christian quote or scripture too, then Michelle will read that.
Yeah, that's always fun. Interesting, just here as Bill was calling me to come down and just fill in for a little bit because a lot of people are already on vacation, and very rarely am I on any day other than the first hour on Friday. Very rarely, but this week is different. I was just talking to Regina, Bill, our friend Regina up in British Columbia, remember, Vancouver.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about. She's an RN, and
right.
She's a regular customer for 1,000 years.
Right.
And anyways, her sister, she's over in the Okanagan visiting her sister. And her sister's 67 and she's starting to have memory problems.
Right.
So she asked me, because you were busy on the air, what she could order, right, for today.
Right.
And let's see if I got close.
Uh-huh.
I thought right away the CoQ10 Ubiquinol, because I take that every day.
Right.
For the brain. And everybody should. It's, I was going to say over 40, but I don't know, maybe some other people need it too. That said, the Brain Power.
Right.
And the Brain Mag.
Yeah.
And I thought that would be enough.
No.
Right there, but she wanted one more.
Cognition Plus.
I added the Cognition Plus. Because
right.
She said she wanted one more.
Right.
She wanted to make sure she gets everything.
Yeah.
And then she said to me, well, you know, do I need to wait for her sister, right? Do I need to wait a month or two before you can notice? I go, not at all. With the Brain Power, within days you notice.
Right.
That has been Pocetine. What is that, Bill, the Brain Power?
It blocks the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. It protects your brain against oxidative stress and seizure activity in motor and non-motor areas. It's one of the components that was actually in that miniseries a few years ago called Limitless. The product that if you take it raises your IQ. When the guy took it, his IQ went from like 130 to like 3,000, and he could literally do anything.
Oh, this is a TV show.
It's a TV show.
I'm looking at you.
It doesn't.
Like,
It doesn't do that. But it will make you smarter.
You can't go by everything you hear on television. Okay, are you okay? Coughing a lot?
Yeah. Well,
take a drink of something. Do you want some of my soda? I don't drink soda because I don't like pop. But I like this stuff that's lemon flavored. Like
I don't
like
have
Perrier and Pellegrino.
I don't have my cough button yet. The Amazon, because you don't have a regular Amazon guy who doesn't hear him or a regular delivery guy.
Mm-hmm.
My cough button, which I would have pressed, would have turned off and be in that line while I cough for a second. Because sometimes if I'm left alone, like I've had my other segment, Bob Vineyard didn't show, I had to talk through that. So
yeah, it's, everyone's no one's available today, Bill. I know a lot of people that aren't working too. It's just you, just you sitting here working, right?
But yeah, not tomorrow. Well, we're going to take tomorrow off. I'm going to barbecue.
You're barbecuing tomorrow, Bill. That's for sure.
Yeah. And by the way, the that's not cough due to the illnesses. Cough due to talk, too much talking. And excitement, too.
Gee, well, who would guess that Bill talks too much?
Okay.
Too much.
Let me go through some of the wellness protocols I've had recently, and I'm going to do more of those in Hour 3. Lowell can't stay for the Hour 3 for a while, and we tried to contact other people like our guy from Gun Owners of America. Everybody's basically not available. Even my friend Jonathan Gray, who's an ancient archaeologist, his friend, his son is visiting, so he can't make it from New Zealand. He's our ancient archaeologist.
And Bill has me here, and I usually have a gazillion questions. So if I don't have a question, how are we going to have an answer without any questions, Bill? Unless we could talk about something like, well, I like talking about things that aren't probably things you talk about on the radio. Like Selena and I were just making a potato salad. From scratch, right? Cutting up all the potatoes, cutting up all the dill, right, fine and everything, and throwing in 12 eggs. Because we have a big bunch of people coming tomorrow because I love to cook and entertain.
Is she making that for tomorrow?
And drink wine with it.
What? Is she making that for tomorrow or something?
Yeah, and we made it together. Oh, I can tell you a story. Really, this is cool. See if I talk about something that is fun to me, then I can't stop talking. Because poor Selena, now she's a sweetheart, she's 24, she's just recently graduated from Long Beach. She's my third oldest son, Christopher, his fiancé. And of course, they're so in love, what's another story?
Yeah, it's funny.
And anyway, she was a cheerleader, a competitive cheerleader. She's the one, the cheerleaders that they throw in the air and they do a somersault and the things and everything else. She's amazing.
Right.
She's good for me, she makes sure I get in my treadmill every day. But anyway, she's there, and her hand, she was cutting and doing stuff, and her hand is sore, and I think it's because she was lifting pretty heavy weights yesterday with her press, like 10-pound things or something. I'm not sure why. But her hand was so sore that she couldn't cut the potatoes. You know, I did the celery and, you know, the deal. I did all of it for her because she was in so much pain. And then Christopher looked at it, and he said, oh, that's like a carpal tunnel right along here, Bill. It was right here on her right hand, like this. It started right by her wrist and then up to her hand. And then after about 5 minutes, and I'm doing all the cutting, I go, oh, my gosh. I said, I got to get the curcumin cream. I'm going to get you one of those out of our stock here, out of our warehouse.
Right.
Because once I was out shopping, and I had so many bags in my hand, it was crazy. And my girlfriend and I were shopping like crazy. And my hand was so painful, I couldn't sleep from carrying all these bags, right?
Right.
Because, you know, in the mall, you can't have a cart. You have to carry your bags. So, So I got the curcumin cream out, Bill, and I put a generous, generous slathering, right, all over it. And I said, now, yeah, I know she'll tell me the truth, Selena, because she's real straightforward. So I said, just tell me, you know, that if it starts to feel better. And so a few minutes, and 5 minutes, I said, how's your hand? And she said, oh, my gosh, the pain was all gone. The pain was all gone.
That's good.
That's our curcumin cream. That stuff is great. Remember my hand from shopping that time,
right?
I put it on and I just laid in bed. It was a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
If you have pain, this curcumin cream is great.
The other thing, two things you can do with that is DHEA and pregnenolone, which support the anti-inflammatory effect.
But
too.
You don't need it, and you want to save money, mm-hmm. Like just me.
Curcumin.
You just want one thing that works.
Curcumin, yeah.
I know you like to.
Now, of course, I usually tell people to take an anti-inflammatory orally, Inflamex.
But you know, the curcumin is an anti-inflammatory. It's really
locally. It was just superficial, yeah. Even in your joints. But I usually recommend Inflamex. For a woman, 2 capsules twice a day. For a man, 3 to 4 twice a day.
Okay, but externally, I guess
the curcumin's great.
It does work.
And the reason is curcumin is one of the most, this is a liposomal curcumin, is one of the most important anti-inflammatories. In fact, if you were to pick one herb in the world that would be considered sacred worldwide, it is curcumin, right?
Well, yeah. I don't know. You're asking me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll just
I take it every day in cell defense.
Yeah, and it's our cell defense is 7 times more absorbed than any other curcumin on the planet.
How is that?
It's really good. I mean, it turns...
What's in it? How does it do that?
The curcuminoids and other molecules in it basically turn off the cytokines that are associated with cancer, mm-hmm. autoimmune disease, inflammation, heart disease, you know, basically.
But I said, what makes our cell defense, our curcumin, what makes it special?
The technology behind the absorption of the curcumin. It's 700% more absorbed than any other curcumin, the oral curcumin, even from India on the planet.
And Ryan's usually on, isn't he? But he's not around this week either. And Ryan's usually on to talk about that.
Usually that's the first hour. We had first hour, our regular first hour guests, except Bob Vineyard didn't show. Usually Ryan's on Tuesday and Thursday. Of course, Thursday is tomorrow, is barbecue day, so no Ryan. He'll be on. I think Ryan may be on next week. Let me see if he's on.
We even have a new postman today, Bill, for the last couple days.
Right.
And I found out where your mute button is. It's down in the box because the new guy doesn't know to take our stuff to the house.
Yeah, he said this, apparently the person said he didn't even have the code to get through the gate.
So
I mean, that's how bad it was.
Everything's upside down. And what do you think it was, Christmas?
Right.
It's July 4th.
Well, I think it's as bad as Christmas because people just disappear and they go off and do something. Like they go to the beach or they go off in their mountains or they do something or just barbecue and they just forget about work.
Now that I'm talking about stuff that I like to talk about, I know, Bill, you won't invite me again. Maybe it's better if I have questions. Christopher, who's Selena's boyfriend, fiance.
Our youngest son.
He is an awesome chef cook. Like he loves to cook as a hobby. So tomorrow for the barbecue, we have grass-fed beef, ground beef. But then he got me to go out and get some good short ribs, beef short ribs, a few pounds of that, and he's going to take it off the bone. That's what on the bone. He's going to take it off the bone and grind it up himself. Makes his own ground up short rib, and then he mixes the two together. And then to make it even better, infuse it with butter. Before you put it on the grill.
What do you mean by the two?
He doesn't use a grill. He uses charcoal.
You mentioned he puts the two together. What's the two of what?
Huh?
The two of what?
The grass-fed beef and the short ribs.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You put them together.
Right.
Mix it all together. Put some spice in there and stuff. And, oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for tomorrow. It's going to be so good. And I'm going to make bacon-wrapped scallops. It's all I can think of. This is supposed to be a medical or political show or what?
It's whatever it is.
What is
when you're here and you don't have your list of questions, it's whatever Michelle wants to talk about.
Well, that's why I want to talk about food and good wine and a lady friend next door. Unfortunately, her husband passed away. I'm going
to
bring
her. Yeah, I just talked to my friend John Moore, too. His wife died just a week and 3 days and three and a couple hours ago.
Oh.
And she had had cancer. She was actually, I think, a chiropractor, and he was like a special forces in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. He was on my show on and off for years. He has a show over in Republic Radio. So he was, unfortunately, he was like in not a good state. But you know what? The thing is, you got a book. You gave it to your friend because her husband died. About heaven.
Yeah, it's called Imagine Heaven by John Burke. It's a book I love to give. I give it to lots of people. I keep copies. Because it's, for me, the book was, you know, just not from losing someone or any, thank God for that just yet. However, it's just very comforting to know of near-death experiences from a bunch of people from various places, various countries around the world having similar experiences when they die. And, of course, you know, there's stories, of course, God is there. And Jesus is there, and it's just really, really cool.
Yeah, actually, I heard an interesting report, and I don't know if this number is this high, but it said that 1 in 10 people has either had a personal or knows a person personally they trusted had a near-death experience, so 1 in 10.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, and what does it atheists say? Oh, you're just toxic. Your brain is imagining all these things. But the thing about the people all around the world that makes it interesting is they see different things. Because, you know, there's people that don't even know or hear about Jesus, right? And they have a different kind of a religion, you know? But yet they go there and they see who Jesus is, but they're kind of funny. It's interesting they call him a different name or something like that. It's just...
Well, his actual name is not Jesus, which is like a kind of a Greek version, okay? It's Yahshua HaMashiach in Hebrew. And it means basically the incarnation of the Creator God in flesh.
Yes.
So there's not three gods, there's only one. And he actually incarnates in flesh, so he's the eternal one.
Like God the Father walking with us on earth.
Exactly.
Which is pretty cool.
That's what his name means, actually.
Well, speaking of God, I have to say I got to go, Bill.
I appreciate you coming
More
around,
cooking.
Mishy. You're so social, and tell you, you're planning lots of
Anyways,
partying tomorrow.
God bless you. Thank you for listening. We have a sale on. Bill will tell you more about that. And enjoy it, especially if you're a new listener.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, and again, this program is covering a whole lot of things. First hour, NutriMedical Report, sometimes other hours, covers functional wellness and the most advanced technologies to eliminate or remove drugs completely from your diet. To improve your diet, in fact, I have one article in front of me that talks about Defense Department may ban beer and pizza. A mandatory keto diet may enhance military performance. And again, I think this is kind of funny that the military is talking like this. We know that my research on diabetes, and I'm just recount this, I started in 1980 working with the head of pathology at the University of Calgary. We identified hyperinsulinemia long before the glycemic index diet started, before glycemic index tables, and 5 years before Dr. Ravens at Stanford University actually did his research on this, confirming our research. I was threatened, actually, for doing the work with the licensing authority in Alberta, Canada, because they didn't want to hear this news. They didn't want to hear the fact of diabetics, because there's a lot of people with vested interests, just the same way as there's doctors with vested interests in surgery, like joint replacements, or chemotherapy for cancer, or general surgery for all kinds of things. And, of course, the healthcare system really doesn't want to lengthen your lifespan or make you reduce the level of dementia, heart disease, or the need for bypass surgery, which we can. We can do this now non-surgically. So you need to understand, if you contact me, I'll provide you a starter protocol. I'll give you technology and lab tests. I'll integrate it with tests you can do at your local doctors or specialists like cardiologists. For example, when I do a cardiological evaluation, I recommend a lipid electrophoresis and analysis of your... Excuse me. A little cough today. A lot of talking. Your cardiologist... for a lipid electrophoresis and a fractionation of your lipid fractions, so we can see if you have pro-inflammatory fractions. We can also find out why, if you're developing plaque. We can do a high-speed CT scan of your heart in 8 seconds and see if you're developing calcified plaque. We can reverse it with nutraceuticals, not drugs. And I don't give cholesterol-lowering drugs. I don't give serotonin reuptake inhibitors. I don't give cholesterol. I don't give all kinds of drugs for altering the mood. We can treat PTSD and post-traumatic stress disorder and anxiety attacks and so on naturally. And what's neat is you can do this for people at a fraction of the cost. And I will provide all the documentation of all your nutraceuticals you can write off against taxes if you have a specific diagnosis that we can provide for you so you can write it off. So this gives you some control. Now, if you have top-down, we call government control or socialized medicine, you're not. You're going to have protocols your doctor has to stick to, whether you have Lyme disease or you have a health problem. And if you don't provide those things, then people get really upset. I have patients, we've been able to have one gentleman, Robert, up in Hollywood. He was told 2 years ago he needed a dialysis or a kidney transplant. We've kept his kidneys regenerated to the point where he doesn't need a transplant or dialysis. We have people with cancers recovered with our nutraceuticals only, not even getting any advanced IPT cancer therapy or other things. We have people with peripheral vascular disease. In fact, I talked to a gentleman this morning who mentioned about a friend that they're talking about removing the artery because they think they're going to improve the collateral circulation. That's crazy. At the very least, they put a Dacron graft in there. But we can do a thing called a NEVA scan, arterial and venous study, or a magnetic resonance angiogram. And I can give nutraceuticals that will reopen up their arteries. We can actually prove it with testing. So what I find frustrating is the healthcare system, to me, is corrupt. It's very, very evil, and there's a body count. And the medical system doesn't want people to break their chain of command and chain of the, you know, I call it the ka-ching sound, whether it's chemotherapy or unnecessary surgery. You'll find that we do the same thing we deal with geopolitical and biblical things. And I'm going to provide in the next two segments a couple of things, not only solutions to some health problems, but also geopolitical. So, for example, my solution to health is, number one, don't have a socialized medical system. Do have transparency in pricing. move doctors away from being paid a fee-for-service to being paid hourly wages so you can make it economically neutral for a surgeon doing procedures. And that way, insurance companies just pay based on the hours that the doctor or nurse or whatever spends. Secondly, don't have protocols where you determine what has to be standard of care, because doctors are innovative if they're doing good things. And also test doctors to see what their level of knowledge is, to get rid of malpractice and get to mediation. If they don't understand how to do a shoulder repair, test to see if they haven't done one and go back to a center for, say, a week or weekend to prove that they actually know how to do a shoulder repair if they haven't done one in 5 years. Allow alternate pathways for medical care. If you've been a medic for many years and multiple tours of duty and you're doing surgery in the battlefield and MASH unit, if you can study the database and actually prove that you know how to do certain surgical procedures, let you do them. Whether it's an appendectomy or, you know, surgical treatment of a compounded fracture and so on. We have nurses, for example, who have been doing, obstetrical nursing for 20 years. They want to learn how to do a C-section. Why not? Or regular deliveries. So what I see happening is the healthcare system needs to actually have a national licensure. So if you're listening, and it's not under the government. We want it not under the government. And if we do have to have some additional cash to pay, say, a room in the hospital, right now they're sent to an emergency department. The emergency is not the appropriate place for people with chronic care. Simply hire doctors and nurses, some of them part-time. For example, a lot of female doctors want to work only half days, 4 days a week, so they can actually have a family. A lot of retired people like me might work one half day a week on a Saturday to take care of indigent people and just pay me an hourly wage. You know, I think that that's a reasonable way, especially if you get rid of malpractice and have mediation. Then we talk about our border. The reason why the border is bad is because we have a lot of economic refugees. Probably 7 or 8% are true refugees coming here because it's dangerous in their country. The rest are actually being harassed or their economy is shot because it's a narco state of Nicaragua, El Salvador, and what we're seeing in Mexico and elsewhere, these narco states are run by drug cartels, but they can only get that way if they actually are in collaboration with their intel agencies like the SAD, or Special Activity Division of the CIA, that runs the drug cartels here and works with the Taliban in Afghanistan for the drug cartels there. And I know this stuff through classified sources, so it's not really open to opinion. The fact is, we are creating a lot of the problems in the world, like we mentioned last hour with Loa Ponte, and we actually then don't want to admit the fact that we've created a lot of the problems that we then either don't want to address directly. Now, I think we should have American troops sent to the Guatemalan-Mexican border. They have 6,000 new border guards, but these are just new trainees there. They're not going to stop all this mass migration. And we can't kind of just kind of hit them with tariffs and think this is going to solve the problem. We need to actually send our military forces in to start killing the drug cartels in Mexico and Central America. We need to actually start going after the banks that launder the money, like the banks in Shanghai or here in Europe or elsewhere. And we need to, we probably can track the transfer of these monies and actually just block it, because I'll make a bet the intel agencies already have the information. In terms of Russia and China, what we should do with Cuba is simply say, Cuba, withdraw your troops, we're going to do a blockade of oil coming from Venezuela. And they'll pull them out. With Russia, we need to say, look, remove your two-mile-long runway and your missile launchers and your Antonov jets, or we're going to freeze your bank accounts, Putin, and your oligarchs. And that can be done with just a phone call. It doesn't need to go through Congress or Senate. With Xi, we need to say, if we're going to have a treaty, you need to de-weaponize the South China Sea Islands and need to stop supporting, along with Russia, giving Rosatom systems and rocket engines and guidance systems to the North Koreans. The North Koreans are just a proxy of big nations, Russia and China, that gave them nukes and the delivery technology to deliver them. So both North Korea, Iran, and Venezuela are just proxies of Russia and China. That's why the Chinese have 35,000 troops. The Russians, through the Cubans, have 46,000. Cubans, including the private forces. So we create a lot of the problems, just like, for example, we talked the last hour with Lowell Ponte. He mentioned Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda and ISIS were created by us. That's why we'll have selfie pictures with John McInsane, who's now dead. John McCain took selfie pictures in 2009 with ISIS, and we gave him sat phones and military weapons and so on to actually cause a lot of the problems in the Mideast. So we are also the masters of chaos through our agencies, as well as the masters of drug, organ transplant, and human trafficking. We actually are tied directly into money that's recovered from these things. Goes into deep underground military bases and off-world space projects and weird genetic engineering, etc. So people say, oh, no, that's just a conspiracy theory. It's not a theory if you know it firsthand, okay? And Trump likes to fix these things. We don't need to start a big war. All we need with Iran and with North Korea is on-the-ground verification that we're dismantling the weapons so he never has them. That's all. Their own people will change things in a generation if we just kind of reform the country so that they don't develop nukes. The same thing goes with Russia and China. Russia needs to realize that this is a losing game to keep on playing the if you want to call it, the military armament force race with the United States, because we're outpacing everybody, including China. And if a war's ever started, yes, they'll kill a lot of us, but they'll all disappear. They will cease to exist. And we don't want to see that. I don't want to see the human race destroy itself. But there are simple solutions, and they're all biblical. Again, we have to put God first. When we talk about Independence Day tomorrow, independence comes first because you depend on God. Without dependence on God, there is no real independence, because independence is primarily independence from Luciferic ideas, both on the left and right, both totalitarian corporate control on the one hand, or totalitarian socialist control by a godless network on the other hand, who want to control and force vaccinate you. I get so many panic calls by health professionals and patients, we didn't run in the last hour, wanting to get, you know, either an exemption, which you can go to nvic.org, National Vaccine Information Center, and no state can force you to be vaccinated. They might say they can, including health professionals. They can't. They don't have the right. You have a constitutional right to protect your body and be in control of your body. And these vaccines basically don't provide, quote, herd immunity to protect other people who are, if they're already vaccinated and it was so damn good, then why force you to take a vaccine if you don't mind getting sick, say, from the measles? So what I see happening, we have nutraceuticals that can knock all these pathogens. Our NutriSilver, NutriDyne, Allicin Med, Nutrimune 26Y, and NutriDefense, there's absolutely no link and need for vaccinations. None. You know, I'd say the only ones I'd recommend are a tetanus shot and a pneumonia vaccine. Everything else, including Gardasil, is dangerous and has already proven lethal. In terms of solution, I see Trump is close, but we need a back door to be able to talk directly to Trump. And we have on the show regularly John W. Spring. John will be back next Tuesday. He always puts so very good letters. We had a great show, Hour 3, yesterday. And what I see happening is everybody either on the left or right tries to pretend that the problems can't be solvable, that we can't break them down, or we can't do them in a godly fashion, and that's not true. I know the answer is 12 to 14% of the time. The rest God will provide a simple, godly solution based on biblical principles and inspiration that God provides. And the reason is I'm a leader. I'm a leader to try to bring forth the other major, what we call high priests, people like John W. Spring, Jonathan Gray, who's an ancient archaeologist, Harley Schlanger, Dr. Betty Martini, Bernstein, who's actually a biblical Jew, who doesn't believe in all the craziness of Judaism, and is not a modern, if you want to call it, wizard, following the Sepheid Zira and the Talmud of Babylon. We need to have actual people raising good questions. And again, that's what our show does. The most important thing is not that you have the answers, but you do two things. Raise better questions and pray. And if you pray and try to do God's will, then we're likely to find solutions, whether it's preventing our military from dying in battle, making sure we have better defense from incoming missiles and harden our power grid, having a defensive Earth strategy for all human race and all nations and all people of all skin colors and all nationalities. And once we transcend the so-called fake religions of all of the so-called man-made religions of Earth, we ultimately are going to become the bride of the Most High God and become knowledgeable of the Creator, who is coming back to visit us again soon for a bride or human race ready to prepare to be the Queen of Heaven. Not just the heavens of going to heaven with God, but the heavens, which means the cosmos and the universe. And the human race has a destiny. We have a destiny off-planet. We have a destiny in the eternal. And God has us set to be his bride. And we have to understand that Independence Day tomorrow means that we're moving toward a time where the human race is going to transcend aging and disease. We're going to transcend, although we have nation states, we're going to transcend the idea of war. We will transcend the idea of economic capitalism only for the ultra-rich, that we have a safety net for everybody without socialism and godlessness and communism, that we can solve every problem, including making sure we are not an extinction-level event. We'll be back in a moment. Your questions are welcome. 818-818-6401. Do call in. The show's just starting this week, so call in.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
There was something. And welcome back, and I want everybody to have a happy and a wonderful 4th of July celebrations. Don't get burnt by any firecrackers. Don't eat too much. Don't get drunk. Don't drink and drive. And thank God for America, and America, and the world should thank God for America if it's righteous and does the right thing. Firstly, we need to reelect President Trump. We need to get Trump actually on side to actually have listening to our Samuel Council, which I'm working hard to get a back door to talk to President Trump personally on a regular basis, and some of my co-hosts, we have information that basically nobody on radio or TV goes as far as we do. Nobody. Whether it's missile defense, laboratory line of nukes, solutions to the border, solutions to the international trade issues. For example, I recommend that we have a Bretton Woods-style locked-in currency and have no trade barriers to other countries, but have total privacy of our intellectual property so it can't be stolen or hijacked by countries like China. We need to make sure that countries like China, if they don't behave and treat their own citizens correctly by their forced policy of a two-child policy now, and they actually will force women to abort, which is an obscenity, if they get a third pregnancy, that we don't accept them, that we don't let our tech companies abuse the people of China, so 13 million Chinese plus now are non-citizens. They can't get health care, drugs, or even fly in a plane or train. This is not acceptable. We need to make sure that countries don't proliferate nuclear weapons or biological weapons. And we have a defensive Earth strategy to the coming approach of Apophis, which is an asteroid three times larger than the one that destroyed the dinosaurs many millions of years ago. So what I see happening is real issues and problems like a coronal mass ejection, solar activity, Earth changes, and even what we discussed yesterday, a crustal slip called a lithospheric disjunction. The population is not ready for climate catastrophes, tsunamis, or volcanism. For example, the largest volcano in the world in Hawaii is ready to blow again. We have volcanoes in the Far East. We have a lot of increase in volcanic activity and earthquakes around the planet. At the same time, the sun triggers off ice ages and crustal slips. So none of these things are being addressed by any other show. We do. We talk about, we don't have all the answers. We have better and better questions. We have ways of scientifically evaluating if this is true and if there's something that needs to be addressed. Like hardening our power grid by putting plasma lines rather than having boosting stations like UHF transformers. Deciding to bring in tokamak fusion reactors because we have fusion energy from helium-3 moon dust so we can actually create fusion energy reactors that are not going to produce nuclear isotopes. We need to realize that the population needs to have a safety net so that what I would do rather than trying to force the employers to raise their minimum wage is what Mr. Tran mentioned. And this is one of the few comments mentioned by, but I wouldn't give him cash. I simply say if you're earning $10 an hour at your job, we're going to raise it to a living wage, and you can actually determine that by studies, each town or city. So the person can actually have a living wage so they can have a home, buy food, buy medicine, buy insurance. We also, if we reduce the cost of health insurance, everybody can afford it. Now we have a system where many people can end up in hospital emergency department. Extend that to where we have a system where we rent rooms, and we can actually do something really simple in a hospital that's already there, so the people that just happen to have catastrophic insurance, they can actually go to these rooms and pay very minimal cost to actually to get care. And pay the doctors and nurses an hourly wage would make things much more rational. The doctors and nurses would make just as much as they do right now. They'd have more income security, would allow part-time female doctors to work while they have a family. Would allow retired people like me to work part-time. This would be a major solution to the problem, like alternate pathways. We need to realize also we need to recycle everything. We should not have any land waste or waste arriving in the ocean. Now, there's more plastic in the ocean than fish now. Very bad policy to actually shipping our plastic to be recycled and then the Asian companies dump it in the oceans. We need to not tolerate trade with countries that are going to dump pollution into the air. Half the pollution arriving in San Francisco comes from Asia and China especially, where there's so much rubber dust and toxic waste, you can go to your car in Beijing or other cities and you can have to clear an inch or more of dust on your vehicle just to be able to see through your windshield. None of these things are acceptable. There's no need for pollution. And the idea that fossil fuels, or they call it, which is a lie, are the cause of it, or carbon dioxide is another lie. We can stop pollution arriving in the upper atmosphere that's damaging the ozone layer. But at the same time, we need carbon dioxide to convert to oxygen by the benthic layer. We can re-engineer the phytoplankton so we can recreate oxygen level, which is dropping, by the way, at sea level down from 21 to 19%. We can actually protect the Earth with technology to prevent asteroid strikes or comets or even the debris field around the coming Apophis in 10 years, April 2029. We can actually prevent major disease pandemics by picking up the scalar signal at airports and points of entry and then giving people antipathogenics rather than giving vaccines, which, by the way, take days and weeks if they work at all, and only tag the immune cells to be able to go after a pathogen. You need to boost people's ability to kill a pathogen. We have all those things right now. I have nutraceuticals that can protect our military in a biological weapons facility or battlefield so they won't die of a biological weapon used in the battlefield. I have those things right now with Nutridyne, Alisamed, NutriSilver, Nutrimune 26Y, and NutriDefense. People need to be prepped up. They need to have power backup, financial savings in their carrot bars, gold. They need to be prepared to take care of their neighbors. They need to have dried food. That's why we have Legacy Food in our site. The best food and the best size entrees, etc., at the best price. Save 20% by getting automatic delivery. We need to have people be more responsible to take their skill sets and learn how to do basic trauma and basic life support, and then work with your local sheriff and get gun skill sets. I belong to the NRA and GOA. I think it's important we have self-defense. I'd like to see lots of black grandmas in Chicago have guns so that if the police need to call them to get help them rescue them when they're trapped by cartels or by drug gangs, that the citizenry can walk in and protect them and actually even have body armor on and skill sets and training. So we need to have a civilian militia. So, wow. What I see happening, what I see happening is we have a situation where the powers that be want to pretend we don't have solutions to problems, and I believe we do. I think that one of the things that God's given me a gift is, I believe I have a prophetic apostolic calling to not only provide returning the years of Methuselah to mankind with my colleagues. Last week I had the first patented product that actually stops aging. I'm working on plasma epigenetic therapies that actually will regenerate any organ in your body. And I believe that we are within a matter of years, not decades, to conquering aging and disease. Right now, a lot of things we can conquer. We can do amazing things. Reversing heart disease without bypass surgery. Killing cancer without regular chemotherapy. Regenerating your brain function after traumatic brain injury. Regenerating bone, this other osteopenic osteoporotic product where you'd have a fracture. Regenerating periodontal disease in your gums. Bringing back your mood and energy level and your neurotransmitter and remyelinating your brain. Stopping post-traumatic brain injury, PTSD, and those who have been exposed to high-stress environments in the battlefield, etc. We also can solve all the geopolitical problems, and they transcend, by the way, they come back to the Bible, which means God is the provider of all. He's going to not only give us health manna in the form of NutriMeds and technology, he's going to give us spiritual manna by giving us great blessings. So, you know, we have, for example, other Christians on my show, Jonathan Gray, who's our ancient archaeologist from New Zealand, is a Christian archaeologist. We've got Ken Klein, who's over in Israel right now, who'll be doing filmmaking. He'll be coming back. We have Harley Schlanger, who is a Christian, who's over in the Lutsch Foundation in Germany. We have Dr. Betty Martini and her husband. We have people that, you know, want to serve God and do the right thing. It's important to make sure that you understand that the eschatology of a lot of the public churches, both their Christian, Jewish, and Muslim, etc., are at odds. And that's going to be swept away by God. God is going to solve these problems, and he's going to provide people like us with solutions so you don't have to rush to war. You don't have to feel desperate and move to socialism. You don't have to think the economy is going to crash and we're going to have to just going to lock and load. We can have a situation where we protect each other and we don't end up with a state of desperation where the power goes out and we don't have our power line protected. So I want Independence Day tomorrow to be a day where independence of evil, independence of the desire to harm other people in other countries so that we maintain our position. I'm glad that we have a man in the White House that was had enough restraint to not go and kill Iranians after our global hawk went down. I'm glad we have a man who is prepared, as I say, as a baby Christian, to hear the full truth from a council of I call, high priests, people that are like the council of Samuel to King David, would provide him the right information so he stays in a godly position with God, and the nation of America prospers and stops doing evil around the world. We clear out our intel agencies like SAD, the Special Activity Division of the CIA, Department of Justice and FBI that have been doing evil around the world, supporting things like Al-Qaeda and ISIS. We get rid of globalist politicians and those that want to have a totalitarian police state with socialism or communism. we make this a kind of a vapor in the wind of the demon rats in their latest debates, how they want to take over the country. And they're going to act like, say, Bernie Sanders Claus, Kamala Harris, and give us, quote, all kinds of free stuff. There's nothing free when the totalitarians take over. Ultimately, it becomes more and more vicious and controlling because they'll have opposition. And if they raise taxes dramatically, they'll crash the economy, and then a lot of the people will find we'll move to where basically everybody maybe gets a bowl of gruel and a subsistence economy is all that's left. People need to realize that you don't have a choice here. You can actually prosper and still take care of everyone. But no one is created equal, but everybody deserves to be able to have a living wage. Everybody deserves to have health care access. Everybody deserves to not die in foreign or unnecessary wars. Everybody deserves to have the ecosphere stabilized so that we don't end up with a collapse of food supply or climate so vicious with tsunamis and earthquakes that we can't protect it. I know even technology that can modify storms and unwind tornadoes using basically a positron beam technology to actually unwind tornadoes. I know about ways of reducing the telluric frequency across fault zones so you don't end up with an earthquake, or at least you can create microquakes, hundreds of microquakes a day rather than a megaquake every 20 or 50 or 500 years. The fact is, these things, that technology has already been highly researched, and I'm going to bring on the program lots of experts to validate what we say, including experts from Northwestern University and Ringwoodite, deep inside the earth and the mantle, and the connection between nascent water and vulcanism around the world and major earth changes. I want people to understand there's some solid science here, and if we don't have all the answers, we have better and better questions that raise issues. As I say, a paradox or an anomaly is an answer to a question we haven't asked yet. So if you ask the right questions and we do it in a godly fashion and we seek the Bible, we seek in prayer God's answers and solutions, we will always move forward in our civilization as we move off planet to terraform Titan and Mars, to move away from our little solar system to deep places in space, and become truly the queen of the heavens as we become a family of human beings and our descendants that have extended lifespans, a godly purpose, and the will of God in our hearts to do only his will and not what is right in our own eyes, because that is the definition of evil. To doing what is right in your own eyes is always not the will of the Most High God. Where I see things going is that the medical profession, everything needs to be reformed. The geopolitical system is evil. Its oppositional systems are developed by the same people like in King Nimrod of ancient Babylon. I see our geopolitical system can only be reformed from the inside out, from the spirits of good, meaning Americans to take pro-satellitic and action like how to win in court. Go to their churches and demand that false eschatology be removed from the church. You're not going to get raptured away, Christians, when things get bad. The rapture is going to take evil out so good it persists, and that God has descendants on the earth for the inevitable future where human beings can learn, new little babies and boys and girls can learn about the great and glory of the Most High God in the physical flesh, not the human race taken away to heaven. That's our original eventual destiny. But we have a destiny here in this universe to do the will of God. And the true liberty, the day of liberty tomorrow, is a liberty from evil. And that's how we will stay a nation of liberty, the only one on earth where our rights come from our Creator and not from a king or emperor. Thank you, and I wish you have a wonderful 4th of July holiday. I hope you had a great Canada Day, but our country is very special, America. Pray for it, pray for America, and pray for us to do right in God's eyes. Thank you. We'll see you again on Friday with the firing line. The code is Liberty. The sale is on now, 4th of July sale. Save 7%. Code Liberty at checkout.